welcome to another fun-filled Wednesday edition of the Fantasy Football Today podcast, brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go now to squarespace.com/CBSSports and use the offer code FUN. I'm Adam Azer with Dave Richard. Dave, I love Wednesday shows.
Tell me why.
They're the best. We're not structured. We don't have to talk about this or that. We just talk about whatever we want.
All right.
Don't you love them?
Sure.
Are they your favorite?
They're all my favorite.
Okay, good. Jamie's coming in. I just got a text from him. He won't be in for a little while. So,
want to thank Jamie Eisenberg for all of his contributions to today's podcast.
Got baby stuff to take care of.
Yeah, always tough. He gets a pass. He gets a pass.
I hope everybody watched the show on Sunday. His 2-year-old son came on to wish him a happy birthday. It was a lot of fun.
And then didn't say a word. However, in the green room, afterward, when we were watching the games, he came in and he and I got into a rousing discussion. Adam, why don't you tell everybody the discussion that I had with Ronan?
I don't think I should.
No?
Nah, I don't know. It's just going to sound weird. It was totally normal when it was happening. But one of the two of you was talking about your buttocks over and over and over again, and I just think we should leave it at that.
See, I think if you leave it like that, it sounds a little creepy.
Right, but it wasn't creepy, I promise. But I immediately dropped an F-bomb right in front of him. within 10 seconds of him being in the room. And hey, come on!
We actually had to keep a count on who cursed more between you and Pete Prisco and producer Mike Friedman.
Yeah,
and whoever else was in the room. Ronan and I had a discussion about butts.
Right.
And he would say, my butt. And I would look at him and I go, no, my butt.
Yeah.
And he'd go, my butt. So everybody's trying to watch football. And he and I are just screaming my butt at each other and cracking up.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was the most I've ever talked with Ronan in my life, and I love it.
Oh, well, now let's talk fantasy football here. Here's your stat of the day. Number one.
My butt.
You know, everybody says, oh, DeMarco Murray, number one running back in fantasy. False in PPR leagues.
Your butt.
Yeah, your butt. Matt Forte is the number two running back in standard leagues, 25 fantasy points behind Murray, but number one in PPR, and he is on pace for 119 catches, which would blow away the 1995 record of 101 catches by a running back set by Larry Centers.
You know what's interesting is every week I do the trade chart, and it also works as a rest of season ranking. And on that chart, there's a standard list and a PPR list, and a couple of fantasy owners that play in PPR leagues told me that I was too low on Forte and that they were trying to use the chart to get a deal on Forte in their leagues. When I say too low, he's the second-ranked running back in PPR leagues on the chart behind Murray, because I think just the value with Murray right now is just so through the roof. But this is it's obvious Forte's getting, what, like 6-7 catches per game? What's his average at this point? 119 divided by 16 is whatever the average is, right?
Yeah, he's probably getting like 7 catches a game.
Let me see. I'm going to do my math in my head. But oh, there it is. 7.4375 catches per game.
So the trade chart's a little bit different than who you would rather have, right? Like in PPR, would you rather have...
Oh, no. It also works as a rest of season ranking.
So you'd still rather have Murray than Forte?
That's the thing. Now, as I sit here and think about it, I think I might rather have Forte. I think he's got the better chance to play 16 games.
Oh, right. That's the X factor there.
Yes.
It's not even a question. I'd take Forte because of that. Stat of the day number two. Lamar Miller, over the last four games, is on pace. So if you take what he scored in four games, only one game had no Sean Marino. So three of the four is just by himself. Basically, you take those four games, you extrapolate it 16 games, 220 fantasy points in standard, 264 in PPR. Both of those would have been good for number five at running back last year. So he is performing.
He's doing great.
Like no Sean Marino.
He is doing great. And again, referencing the trade chart, which again works as a rest of season ranking, Lamar Miller's in there as a top 12 running back.
Email of the day from Josh in Manchester, England. With Bishop Sankey.
It's from England.
I can't. No, I don't think so. With Bishop Sankey looking far from inspiring and Sean Green being Sean Green, is there a chance Lake Seastrunk could become a potential sleeper?
I think injuries would have to get in the mix. I liked him coming out. I thought that his speed could be part of the team's running back rotation, and then when Washington got him, I thought, oh no, this could be bad for Alf, or maybe if Alf was the one who got hurt, he would come in. But then the Redskins cut him, which was probably the most surprising cut among the rookies this August, September, right before the season started. I don't see him being that guy.
I got a little stat on Bishop Sankey that I'll roll out in a little bit.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I'm sure it's going to be great.
So today we'll preview the Thursday night game, San Diego at Denver. We will do some grade the trade later. We are going to redraft rounds 1 and 2. Try to wait for Jamie for that. So I want to see what a draft would look like
right
now.
I'll pick for him.
Okay, that works.
Okay.
I've got my top 24. It got really, really hard after like 13. Once the wide receivers like A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson start coming to the equation, you know, I didn't really know where to put Jimmy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gronkowski.
Well, if you had a rest of season rank list,
yeah,
you'd
well,
be okay.
I kind of do now.
Yeah.
At least for 24 players. But first, the injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. And a reminder to email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That's the letter I. And also watch Fantasy Football Today live noon Eastern, Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Sunday. All right, what do we know about the Buffalo running back situation, Dave?
Fun report out of Buffalo on WGR 550 AM that suggests that Anthony Dixon will be the Bills' leading running back this week, not Bryce Brown, and that everybody waiting to see Bryce Brown kind of turn into Superman in Buffalo, I guess, they might be waiting a little while.
When I saw that report last night, Dave, I changed all my waiver claims. Now, I
no, you
still,
did not.
Well, sort of. I don't know if I put – I think in my – 7 leagues that I had last night, one runs tonight, so I didn't do anything there yet. In my 7 leagues, I had done all my claims, and I had Brown ahead of Dixon, and I only put in anything on Dixon in like 1 or 2 leagues. After that report, I put a claim in for Dixon in every league, but still prioritized Brown just because of upside,
mm-hmm.
which I would assume is how you would have approached it.
Brown still would have been ahead of Dixon for
right.
me, and Brown was the most added player on CBSSports.com leagues at 41%. But we still see Trey Mason slightly owned in more leagues, but that was because he was picked up in a bunch already. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be an annoying split until Bryce Brown either shows that he can do it or struggles, and then they either phase him into a limited role or off the field.
Well, what I was going to say is, yeah, I still prioritize Brown. But I put in claims for Dixon, and I ended up getting him in like 5 leagues.
Yeah, yeah.
So
weird. A lot of people, he was picked up in 20 leagues. 20%, rather.
Right.
20. That would be weird.
Yeah, if I had a fourth of his leagues. All right, what do we know about the St. Louis running back situation?
I don't think there's anything new to report after yesterday. Trey Mason, again, added in a bunch of leagues, and I think people are excited about him. I asked somebody who I know who's friends with Jeff Fisher, is this for real? And all he wrote back was that Mason will play. Didn't say we'll start. Didn't say we'll lead the way. But I think it's there. I still believe in him quite a bit.
Giants middle linebacker John Beeson may be out for the season with a foot injury. He's been ineffective.
Yeah, since he came back from the second time since he came back, he's been ineffective. The first time he was good.
All running backs are doing very well against Giants lately. So keep that in mind. C.J. Spiller out.
Not this week.
No, not this week. Not on their bye. But Colts in week 9. C.J. Spiller out at least 8 weeks with a broken collarbone. So he's, you know, week 16 might be back. Buffalo signed Philip Tanner.
Him. Still cut him.
Ray Rice could be reinstated within the next few weeks. Now, he doesn't have a team. So is there any reason to stash Ray Rice?
No, I don't think he plays this year. Spiller was dropped only in 24% of CBSSports.com leagues. What are people waiting for?
Well, I think Thursday morning, after the Wednesday night waivers run, you get a clearer picture, but still, I'm surprised.
You can cut him now.
Yeah. How come you cut guys before you make your claim?
Because it's easier to make the ad drops if I don't have to put in who I'm dropping them for.
I suppose.
So let's just say, for example, that I was third on waivers, and there were 3 players I really liked. I don't want to go through the process of having to, and this, it's minutia, but picking, all right, I want Trey Mason and I'm going to drop C.J. Spiller. So instead of doing that for 3 players with Spiller in there, I just cut Spiller. He's off my team, and I just hit add, submit for Trey Mason and Bryce Brown and
yeah.
Denard Robinson, whoever.
Right, but I think the downside is Spiller, whatever, he's out for possibly the season, but let's say it was like
Matt Asiata.
Yeah, Matt Asiata, right?
So, right. So
if you don't get the guy that you put in the claim for.
No, but I only do it when I know I'm going to get the guy that I put in the claim for.
That's okay. Important point there, because if you don't get the guy, then you dropped Asiata for no reason.
Unless it's Brandon Bolden, in which case I'm so disgusted with how he was used that he gets auto-cut.
I saw some of the bids I made on Bolden last week, and I just got sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, oops. Chandler Jones for New England, their defensive end.
Big loss.
Yeah, he's out a month with a hip injury.
And bad timing coming into this game against Chicago, and I still think New England's going to have their way with the Bears, but we've seen the Bears bounce back before after a Cutler meltdown. And I think this could end up being a pretty intense game between both teams.
Well, you've got the Patriots DST 10th and Jamie has him 16th.
Yeah, that's before the Chandler Jones news.
Austin Davis told Dan Patrick that the security guard at the front desk of St. Louis's facility doesn't know who he is, and he's had to show ID to get in the
facility.
That's
funny.
Reggie Wayne didn't rule out playing this week, Dave.
That's great. I'm not trusting him.
Any concerns about Andre Ellington's sore ribs?
Yeah, I don't want him to stay sore. I want him to be healthy and happy and bouncing all over the field like a little baby. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to wait and see. I assume he'll play this week. You don't have anything to worry about.
Any chance for Monte Ball, Donald Brown, or Ryan Matthews Thursday?
No, no, no.
Do you expect A.J. Green?
I am expecting him, even though the Bengals have not come all the way out and said, yes, he's going to play. They need him. If they don't have him this week, it's Poopsville.
Is Mohamed Sanu droppable, or should we hang on just in case Green doesn't play?
I'd hang on. I like him when Green plays because then coverage isn't all over him.
Yeah, actually, he's had a good year, with or without.
Yeah. Last week was disappointing.
It was.
The targets were there. He had 9 targets.
Do you expect Trent Richardson at Pittsburgh?
I guess not as of now.
James Starks at New Orleans?
Not as of now.
Calvin Johnson in Atlanta, or in London at Atlanta?
What? No, I as of now, I do not expect Calvin Johnson.
Or Eric Ebron?
Same thing.
Or Joseph Fourier?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Green versus Houston.
They're saying he's close to coming back.
Oh, my Sankey stat.
How your face.
Toby Gerhardt against
Miami. So much anger. Who cares?
Who cares? How many people picked up Denard Robinson yesterday?
How many people picked up Denard Robinson? He was added in 36% of CBS.
I would say people care.
Nah. I don't think he'll do much if he plays. Adam.
I didn't even think about Denard Robinson.
Really?
Not really.
In deeper leagues, where I needed a running back, I thought about him.
16 teams, I'd still.
But yeah, I feel the same way. I don't believe in him. I'm thinking about making a website.
Yeah.
Dedicated to Denard Robinson's professional career.
You know, you've got the hosting bug, and you just love reading.
No, you know what it is, and I don't want to get in trouble for this. So you might have to edit this out. I don't know.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I want these. I want the Squarespace reads that we do to be funny. I want them to be entertaining. I want people to listen to them so that they remember that when they do need to have a professional website or online portfolio easily created, that they think of Squarespace.
Well, I agree, but I'm not making fun of them.
No, I don't want to.
I know, but you can't go too far. And make
gone too far?
No, you haven't. I'm just saying you have to make sure you get the message across.
What would that message be?
Well, the message is that Squarespace, we sincerely do thank them for sponsoring our show. And today's show is brought to you by Squarespace. And I've used Squarespace to create a website, Dave. And it's awesome. It looks great. And it is so easy to use, especially once you get it up and running and then you want to make some changes, some improvements. It's just really easy to use and always getting better. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features and new designs. And if you run into a snag, the customer support is tremendous for Squarespace. They work 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Dave, I know you don't want to pay a lot.
I don't want to pay for anything.
Well, you have to pay a little bit, but it starts at just $8 a month to create your website. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start a free trial, no credit card required, and build your website today. Go to Squarespace right now. Use the offer code FUN. Get 10% off and show your support for our show. So that's Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
See, now I'm hoping that people listen to that. And not everybody that listens is going to go and make a website, but maybe someone's thinking about it, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember the guys on the FFT podcast talking about Squarespace. I'm going to go check it out.
you never know when you're going to create a website, but at some point in your life you might have to. And Squarespace, it doesn't have to be in the next couple months, but whenever you make that website, use it. All right, San Diego's at Denver.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah. All right, since Denver's week four bye, they have beaten Arizona, the Jets on the road, and San Francisco by 21, 14, and 25 points.
Who would have thought that the Jets game would be the closest game?
I know, but they are thumping people at home. And quite frankly, I am concerned about this game. I don't know how good San Diego is. I do remember last year San Diego played Denver tough. They beat them in Denver on a Thursday night. It was a shocking win. But they have not beaten anyone good other than a 500 Seattle team.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense hasn't been playing very well.
And lately. Their defense is banged up.
So
I think you're going to see a lot of offense, which is good for fantasy.
I'm worried there's going to be another B-word, a blowout.
It could also be a blowout.
Which really would just impact maybe Brandon Oliver.
I actually think Oliver is a pretty decent game. And we're at that point in the season where defenses are tired, defenses are banged up, and this is when the theory of Thursday Night Football can really help you out. Two theories. Number one, if there's doubt about someone, when in doubt, Thursday's out, remember that. Number two, because we're going to talk about Keenan Allen. And number two, running backs tend to play very well on Thursday night because it's easier for them to recover than it is for an entire defense to recover, learn a new game plan, et cetera, et cetera. And we saw the Chargers lean on the ground game in both of their meetings with Denver last year.
That's
Ryan Matthews had a monster game against them in that win, and Matthews still had a pretty good game against them in the loss. And it was an 8-point loss. It was still a close game. It's a little cliche to explain and express that as a possible game plan against Denver. Oh, you've got to run the ball to keep Peyton Manning on the sideline so you have the time of possession in your favor so you can keep it close and then hopefully make a few plays in the fourth quarter.
No, you're right. It's a good strategy.
That's what they're going to do.
I would say the big difference is Denver's run defense is playing really well this year. They're giving up, 3.3 yards per carry. And over the last 2 weeks, no running back has gained more than 20 yards rushing against Denver. So that's Ivory and Gore, basically, and Chris Johnson.
But how many opportunities did those running backs get? That's part of the problem.
Yeah, and the score's got to be close if San Diego's going to go in there and execute their game plan. So you have Brandon Oliver 17th in standard.
And I want to put him higher. I don't think I'm going to because I like a lot of running backs this week. But I feel good about him.
Well, you have Joique Bell, Eddie Lacy, Ben Tate, and Jerick McKinnon ahead of him. You do have him one spot ahead of Giovanni Bernard in standard. In PPR, you have Brandon Oliver 15th, and it is kind of important to note that pass-catching running backs have done well against Denver. And even guys who aren't pass catchers, like Marshawn Lynch, had 3 catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown.
The games against the Jets and the 49ers, again, this is Denver's last 2 games. The running backs on those teams had 15 total touches in each game. It's not enough. That's part of the problem of why they lost. They didn't keep it close.
So you still
know,
have
Seattle
confidence.
Kept it close. They ran it 28 times. And then Kansas City in week 2, I don't believe they kept it close, but they ran it a lot.
No, they did keep it close. They almost won that game.
Did they?
Like a fourth and goal. Yeah, it was like a
forgotten
game.
Then I'm way off
game.
Base on that one. Yeah, it really is.
Niall Davis had 2 touchdowns.
I know it was Niall Davis. Jamal Charles was out. But they ran the ball.
That was a surprisingly close game. I think there was a fourth and goal.
Yeah, and I don't think San Diego's going to overthink it. I think they're going to really try hard to lean on Brandon Oliver. As silly as it sounds, and Oliver only had 15 carries last week.
How do you feel about Phillip Rivers?
I think you're going to start him because of what he's done and what he's capable of. Last week, I believe, I don't know why I'm blanking and I'm thinking that it wasn't last week, but I think last week was a bad game.
18 fantasy points. All right. Second worst game.
Right. I think
his second worst.
I think he can still come up with 2 touchdowns. You know, part of the way that they can extend the run game is by short passes to Eddie Royal. And they can use Royal in a bunch of different ways, and I don't think Royal is going to draw top coverage.
Would you go?
So I could see Royal contributing.
Rivers or Romo?
I've got Romo right ahead.
Rivers or I think you have Breeze one spot ahead. So
actually I have Rivers ahead of Romo. I don't know how I feel about that. I might move Romo ahead. Against Washington, I think I'm definitely moving Romo ahead.
Rivers or Palmer against the Eagles?
I like Palmer. No, I got Rivers ahead of him, too.
You have to rethink it.
Yeah. Part of the problem is that I haven't gone through all the games yet. But I have gone through the San Diego-Denver game, which is why I'm confident in guys like Oliver, guys like Hillman. And I'm not loving Phillip Rivers, but I think if you've got him, it's a pretty good move to stick with him. Rivers did not have great games against Denver last year.
How about Antonio Gates, you have him 11th in standard and 5th in PPR.
Yeah, he also does not have a great track record against the Broncos, or at least not a great recent track record. And I think that they can probably get away with covering him a little bit tighter and taking their chances with the receivers.
Are you sitting all the receivers?
No, I like Royal the best. But he's a flex for me.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't want to start.
And Push will eventually come to shove, and Rivers is going to have to throw.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he could still dump it off to Oliver.
I mean, number one receivers have been really bad, so Keenan Allen, you got to sit, right?
Is he the number one receiver?
I think he'll get covered like he's the number one receiver.
I think he will too, but I also think Malcolm Floyd will get a lot of attention. Outside receivers.
So do you go Royal Floyd Allen or Royal Allen Floyd?
It's Royal Floyd Allen.
And they're all outside the top 24?
All of them.
Okay. And for Denver, Peyton Manning's the number one quarterback. Demaryius Thomas, you're starting. How about Emmanuel Sanders and Wes Welker? Sanders only has 3 catches in each of his last 2 games. He did catch his first touchdown last
week. I noticed
that.
Yeah, I think in his first 4 games, he had at least 9 targets, and in his last 2, 9 targets combined.
Interesting.
It's kind of a problem for him, but the secondary for San Diego is in bad shape right now.
So you're
their best cornerback coming into this game might be their rookie who's limited in practice.
Emmanuel Sanders or DeSean Jackson?
Sanders.
Sanders or T.Y. Hilton?
I'll take T.Y. Hilton. And I know, this is where Jamie would say, well, but T.Y. Hilton's outdoors playing on grass. You got to watch out.
Yeah, but he's still, that you both have him 7th.
I mean, he's just, he's targeted too much, and he's got too good of a matchup that I'm playing against that.
Okay. How about Sanders or Colston?
Sanders. Sanders is 14th for me.
Wes Welker.
Don't want him. The touchdown that he had last week is his longest catch in 2 years.
Wow.
It's such a rare play for him that I don't see how he's going to, he's definitely not going to do that again. 39-yard touchdown catch, that seems unlikely. The matchup's good, but I just think the other receivers will do better.
Keenan Allen or Wes Welker?
I believe I have Welker ahead of Allen, but I might not. I'm double-checking. I'm still checking. Nope, I got Allen ahead of Welker. But I'm projected for the same amount of fantasy points.
Okay.
I've got a dozen receivers at 6 fantasy points this week.
And Denver's DST is number 15 for Jamie, number 17 for Dave. So that just brings us to Ronnie Hillman. Do you like Ronnie Hillman better than Brandon Oliver?
I do. I love Hillman this week.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Thursday night factor, the way he's played the last 2 weeks, the matchup against San Diego, he's a top 10 running back for me.
Do you like Hillman better than Lamar Miller?
I don't.
Do you like him better than LeSean McCoy?
I don't.
Really? Okay.
McCoy's but again, I haven't gone through the McCoy matchup yet against Arizona.
Well, it's not a good matchup.
I know, but McFadden found a way to be useful. He scored a touchdown against him. I think LeSean McCoy can start to get back on track just as he did in the game before the bye.
I have high hopes for the Eagles off the bye.
I do too.
Although I guess I should look at how they did off the bye last year.
You could.
I'm assuming it was good since they did well all of last year. But you know what? Let's look that up now. All right, so we're done with that game.
See, I did a little extra so you'd have a little more time to look up how the Eagles did after the bye.
Most traded list, Dave?
I can give you that list, Adam.
I want to know who you like as a buy low or a sell high on the most traded list. I think number one.
Well, what's funny is that I actually wrote about buy low and sell high guys in this week's trade chart.
And what are you? Oh, you know who the Eagles played off their bye last week?
Who'd they?
Last year.
Last year?
Arizona.
And how'd they do?
They won 24-21. And Nick Foles had 3 touchdowns. LeSean McCoy had 125 total yards, no touchdown. Zach Ertz caught 2 touchdowns. And Brent Celek caught 1. Because the Cardinals can't defend tight ends. I might go Ertz and FanDuel. Anyway, yeah, what did you write about most traded?
Well, I named a couple of buy low and sell high candidates. Do you want the tutorial on what kind of trades and you should be making right now?
Sure.
If your team is 3-4 or worse, or if you're 4-3 and you're just in a loaded division and you need help, now's the time to get starters to fill the holes in your team. And it might mean trading off a stud player. If you do decide to trade a stud, you need to look for maximum return. don't force yourself into a trade. But if some the teams that are doing very well, 5-2, 6-1, 7-0, they're the ones that are already starting to think playoffs. They want to consolidate their rosters. They will take the good depth that they have, and they will use it to get a stud player off another team. And it's a win-win for both teams because the team losing a stud gets two quality starters, not just two good players. You can't trade a stud for Frank Gore and Larry Fitzgerald. You've got to trade them for guys that you need help with. If you need help at quarterback, someone out there has got Phillip Rivers and Russell Wilson and somebody else, one of those two and somebody else. You can upgrade a quarterback. You can upgrade at another position or downgrade at the position where you give up the stud for. While the team that's headed to the playoffs has a great record,
right,
they collect another stud for their starting lineup. They lose the depth that they've built up, but they don't care about that because they just want to be able to, you know, put out a great starting lineup, and they'll look for depth off the waiver wire and try and replenish that way.
Yeah, I don't think you should just give away all your depth at running back necessarily. If you're a really good team and you've got two great running backs on your bench, I'm not sure that I want to.
That's
trade
fine.
One of them,
but I'm the owner that has a ton of running backs on his bench, so I've always got a guy that I can either plug in to start if I trade away somebody else, or two or three guys that I can move in a package to get one great guy back.
Okay, so who are some targets, buy lows, sell highs?
Let's start with Trey Mason that people picked up off waivers. I believe that he is the Rams' best running back for the rest of the season. I think you can get him cheap, especially since people just picked him up off waivers. So the team that is first or second on waivers, they just picked up Trey Mason. They probably don't have a good record if they're first and second on waivers. They can flip Mason right now for a pretty good starter. And I would do it if you don't need him at running back. A lot of people have good running backs. I've got great running backs in one league. I'm 1-6 with Jamal Charles and Le'Veon Bell as my running backs.
Right, yeah, I'm 1-6 with McCoy and Le'Veon Bell.
Right,
in our
it hurts.
It's annoying.
It hurts.
Yeah.
I went with Ertz. So Mason's up there. Jerick McKinnon's in the same boat, but he was picked up already in a bunch of leagues. And I think he's going to clearly be the best running back for the Vikings. Could be a real difference maker down the stretch because he's starting to get it a little bit more, and the Vikings are using him a little bit more. So good opportunity with great talent. That usually leads to very good things. Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson. Eventually Calvin's going to get healthy. When he does, Stafford's numbers will be back to where we expected them to be. So his value is pretty low right now. He's got a great matchup this week. Still might be able to scrape by with him. I think he's good enough to start. He's 13th in my rankings. But he's still good enough to start this week. And then he's got the bye. Now might be the time to trade for him and just kind of wait it out. And teams might be sick of him. The team that drafted Matthew Stafford, they might be willing to trade him for, a player at a different position and then go find Ryan Tannehill off of waivers.
Sure.
Or Alex Smith off
of
waivers.
Or maybe they already have a backup.
Or maybe they already have a backup. Maybe they've got Phillip Rivers or Russell Wilson. So his value is pretty low. Guys I'd sell high on, Lamar Miller would be one of them, but only if you get a good deal for him. Like I said, he's a top 12 running back for me rest of the season. But if somebody's going to offer me the same type of value that I would get for Le'Veon Bell, I'll trade Lamar Miller for that. If people will overpay for him because he's this running back with all the work in Miami.
What if I told you, Dave, that the number one tight end in PPR leagues is about to have a brutal schedule after this week? Would you be interested in selling high on that guy?
Depends on who he is and what offense he's in. I can't imagine it's anybody other than Julius Thomas.
It is.
And he's got a brutal schedule after this week.
After this week. This week he faces a team that's 30th against tight ends. Then he gets five opponents in a row that are in the top eight and a bye in his next 6 weeks.
Julius Thomas has a bye?
No, because it's not Julius Thomas. Who's the number one tight end in PPR?
I thought it was Julius Thomas.
No.
Somebody's better than Julius Thomas in a PPR league?
Someone who hasn't had a bye, and someone who has like 13 more catches, 12 more catches, I think.
But Julius Thomas has 9 touchdowns. Who's up next?
Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
Is having an unbelievable season.
Yeah.
And he's the number one tight end in PPR leagues.
Is that really true?
Yeah, I mean, I'll look at it again. He and Martellus Bennett lead tight ends with 41 catches, 7 more than the number 3 on the list, Jimmy Graham. Julius Thomas only has 29 catches.
Let's ask Jamie. He's about to walk in.
And so Olsen faces Seattle this week. They're 30th. Then New Orleans, Philadelphia, Atlanta, a bye, Minnesota, New Orleans, all in the top eight. And the bye is number one against tight ends.
The bye is undefeated against tight ends.
So, all right, I'm going to look it up. I'm looking at our podcast league. It's a PPR league. I'm going player status, all players, positions, tight ends, time frame, interval, year to date. Greg Olsen, number one, 118 fantasy points. He has five touchdowns.
That's
Julius
good trivia.
Thomas has nine. Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
As Prisco would like to say, you could win a bunch of bets at the bar with that.
So would you consider him a sell-high candidate, Jamie Eisenberg?
Who?
Greg Olsen.
The number one tight end in PPR.
No, he's good.
Yeah, but look at the schedule, Jamie. His next 6 weeks, he has a bye and five after Seattle this week. A bye and five opponents in the top eight against tight ends.
How much are you going to get for him in trade?
I mean, I guess if you're getting like Jordan Reed and something else, sure. If you're getting Dwayne Allen and something else, sure. But at this point, if you have a good tight end,
yeah,
why give it up?
Oh,
well,
by the way,
because if somebody's willing to overpay for him.
Right, but who's going to overpay for Greg Olsen?
That's the thing. I don't think a lot of people will.
Well, the people that are like, ooh, he's the number one tight end. He's number two in standard, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jamie, give me a few sell-high guys.
Steve Smith, Ahmad Bradshaw.
With Bradshaw, it's just about waiting for him to break down. It has nothing to do with anything else, obviously.
Sure.
Would you trade DeMarco Murray?
Aaron Foster.
Would you trade DeMarco Murray for Giovanni Bernard and Alshon Jeffrey?
Yes.
It's probably close to a fair deal.
Let's draft. Shall we?
Let's draft. Dun, 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 dun. Take out your rank list and pick with me.
Okay, that was awesome.
Let's draft.
Who wants the first pick? I'll take it.
Let's do, fine.
You're doing a standard draft. We're going to do two rounds. Do you need resources? Do you need a list of players?
You have one here.
Well, those are my players. You're not going to want to go
guess
off my
what?
List.
He's got your cheat sheet.
Matt Forte, I'm taking number one overall. Standard or PPR? Let's do a standard draft, but I'm going Forte number one.
Why?
Health ahead of DeMarco Murray. There's just a safety there. He's been amazing. He's number one in PPR, obviously. And there's no reason not to like him. I still have some doubts about Jamaal Charles and LeSean McCoy being what we thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubts about Matt Forte. McCoy and Charles and McCoy would be 2 and 3 for me, but Forte one. Dave, you have the number two pick.
I have the number two pick. Now, hold on a second. Are we each acting as separate teams, or is this a three-team draft?
No, it's a 12-team draft.
Gotcha.
It's a top 24.
I am tempted to take a Bronco, just because I know that Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas won't make it back to me.
You said yesterday you'd take Peyton number one.
Well, I'm playing it on my head.
You said Peyton or Forte.
Right.
Well, Forte's gone.
There's no way. Listen, I'm with you guys on DeMarco Murray. I think that he's been great, but I'm worried about him breaking down at some point. And the other running backs are really good, but Peyton, he's that guy again. He's been a difference maker most weeks. He's going to be dominant at his position. And I know that I'll be able to find other running backs when I'm up again in round two and round three and other receivers. He's the safest pick at the position that scores the most points. And I feel safest with him, so I'm taking Peyton.
Jamie, number three.
Charles.
Number four for me, LeSean McCoy. Dave, five.
Okay, I'll take DeMarco Murray now.
Jamie, six.
I will take – you took McCoy?
Yeah.
My number four player is still on the board, Jamie.
I'm happy for you. Rest of season, I will take Calvin Johnson.
Really?
Ooh.
Really.
He might miss two more games, though.
That's okay.
Well, two more weeks. One's a bye. All right, Calvin Johnson goes six. Le'Veon Bell, baby. All he needs is the touchdowns, and it's kind of fluky that they haven't been coming. He's
Why
amazing.
Why is it fluky?
Because, like, it's not like LeGarrette Blount was stealing touchdowns. They just weren't scoring the touchdowns, and he's too good not to find the end zone enough. So I'm totally fine taking Le'Veon Bell.
What if his touchdown rate continues? Would you be okay with him at the spot still?
In PPR, yeah. In standard, no.
You're banking on him scoring more in the second
half.
Yeah,
of course. He's only got two touchdowns.
All right. What pick is this, 8?
Yeah, we're on 8.
So I'm going to be able to pick again relatively soon. There's plenty of running backs left. I will go Demaryius Thomas, who would be my number
one.
Yeah,
how do you take Calvin over Demaryius?
Rest of season.
I understand. How do you take Calvin over Demaryius? Demaryius has two more games, potentially, that he's playing. At least one more game, because Calvin has his bye. And how do you take Calvin Johnson over Demaryius? You can't just say rest of season. You have to give an answer.
You know, Calvin Johnson's pretty good when he's healthy.
I understand, but have you seen Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah, I also saw Demaryius Thomas go through a mini slump to start the
game. He had a little bit of a foot injury or whatever it was.
He was on the field, was he not?
Which is more than we can say for Calvin.
I understand that, but I think that Calvin Johnson, from his post-bye week, is going to be healthy, has a great schedule, and will make up for lost time.
Okay. Demaryius is off the board. Jamie, you have the 9th pick.
I'll take, and I hate this, but I'll take Marshawn Lynch here.
Okay. Are we starting to see signs of decline from Lynch, or just the two-game
his lack of workload?
I think the team is just not as good as we expected.
Right.
So they're trailing in games. They can't just decide to sit on the clock.
A little dinged up on the line.
They're getting pushed around.
All right, I have to go with my number 6 overall player here, Arian Foster. He has really surprised me. He's been tremendous. So now we're up to 10, Dave. No, we're up to 11.
Yeah, 11. Now, I have a question. Are we going to be able to – if I pick at 11, do I get the pick in round 2, or is it still rotating around?
What do you want to, how do you want to play it?
I want to build my team.
You want a team?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Good. I will take Andrew Luck.
Okay. Luck goes 11. Jamie, 12.
So I get 12 and 13?
Right.
Oh, right. We haven't been doing it like that. Yeah, that's fine.
That's
yes,
how it's
yes,
going to be.
Yes, you get 12.
So I will take Jordy Nelson and Antonio Brown.
Nelson and Brown. Receiver strategy. Good for you. All right, Dave. We're up to 14.
And now this is the team that I just Luck took, Andrew Luck. Has Gio been taken? I don't think he has. I'll take Gio.
Gio, it is. All right, this is the Arian Foster owner now picking, what, 15th? Yeah, 15th. Okay, give me Aaron Rodgers.
Good pick.
And whose pick is it now? It's Jamie's pick?
Well, who made the...
You picked Lynch, right?
He did.
Yep.
So this is the Lynch owner.
I'll take Julius Thomas.
First tight end off the board. Dave, you're on the clock with Demaryius Thomas.
I am debating between Lamar Miller and Brady. I don't think I'm going to go with Brady. I'm going to check the receivers that are left. Dez is still out there. I'm going to go with Dez Bryant. I think he's going to continue to.
Now, why him over Green, over Julio, over Cobb?
I like him the best. I just still think he's the dominant. I know he hasn't had many monster games. I don't know if he's had any with 20 or more points this season, has he?
No.
No, they're not throwing the ball that much.
Well, he should have had a touchdown last week. He got tackled.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I went with...
Which I believe was the first time this year. Last year he led the NFL.
So maybe the best is yet to come from Dez Bryant.
Sure.
Yeah. I put Julio ahead of him just because, like, we were expecting them to air the ball out, but they run the ball so much they barely throw. Tony Romo throws like 30 times a game.
Matt Ryan's going to have to become the best one-step quarterback, one-drop quarterback, one-step drop quarterback.
Well, I even have Randall Cobb and A.J. Green ahead of Dez Bryant.
Well, if he's in the shotgun, he might be able to take two steps.
If they decide to use it.
They used it. They didn't use it all the time. They got to move him out of the pocket is what they've got to do.
Yep.
All right, so who's up? Me?
Who's the owner?
It's the Le'Veon Bell team, yes. So give me Lamar Miller. I'll go running back. Jamie,
that hasn't worked.
How do you feel about Lamar Miller?
I think I said it when he got the job. He's going to be top 10 guy the rest of the way.
Yeah. The stat I gave is that he's on pay. Of the four games he's played, the last four games, he's top 5 running back based on last year.
Give him 18 carries a week and he will be good.
He's doing the same thing that No. Sean Marino did last year in terms of fantasy points per game in those four. So, Jamie, you're on the clock with Calvin Johnson.
Aaron Rodgers is gone or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck is gone?
Yep.
I'll take A.J. Green.
Calvin and A.J. Jamie's playing for week 10. all right, Dave, you're on the clock with DeMarco Murray.
Well, I can't take Julio. Then I'm down two guys on bye. Same week. Mm.
Randall Corn on the Cobb, please.
Randall Cobb. All right. Jamie. Oh, no, it's me. Sorry, I keep getting confused. With LeSean McCoy and...
You just want to be Jamie.
Julio Jones for me. Jamie, you picked who? AJ Green.
Yeah.
And then Julio, and then Cobb.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, Cobb, then Julio. All right.
This actually sounds like a draft.
Yeah.
Like how it is when people like get together and draft.
Jamal Charles, owner.
I'll take Gronk.
Gronk it is. Dave, you have Peyton Manning.
I think the next available running back is Edward Lacy. I don't know if I love that pick, so I'm going to wait on getting Eddie Lacy. Is Jimmy Graham still available?
Yeah, he is.
And A.J. Green's been taken. Has Julio been taken?
Yes.
Has Justin Tucker been taken?
No, but Justin Forsett is available.
I'm taking Graham.
Okay, last pick now, pick 24. I'll take Lacy. But in PPR, Ellington, Vereen, I'd go with those guys over Lacy. How about you?
Depends on Starks' injury.
I just have been so uninspired by Eddie Lacy. You know, Pete said it on the show on Sunday that he doesn't have the same suddenness that he had last year.
Oh, we've been saying that every day in the green room, every Sunday.
Yeah, he just doesn't look good.
No.
But it just has more credence when it comes from Pete than me. Forsett was interesting because he's been really good.
Yep.
He's been great.
Not quite as good as Lamar Miller. But in PPR, I think you could make a case for him being a second-round pick.
Not lately.
Yeah.
Two straight games without a catch.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys value Forsett rest of season?
Well, I think if you look at Forsett, why wouldn't you consider Bradshaw? Just because of the injury factor?
Yeah. For me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think Forsett, with this workload, could suffer. Because he's never done this consecutively.
He's never done it before.
It's not a crazy workload, though.
He had over 20 carries. Yeah.
That was the first time he had.
No, but it was also the first time that they were in a competitive game in the last few weeks.
That's a good point.
Their formula has been pretty consistent. Build a lead, let Forsett do what he does, and then second half, it's been over the course of the three games, Pearson, Talaferro.
So we did not have either Bears receiver in our top 24.
Hmm.
And
you know, Alshon's had 10 or more fantasy points in four of his last five.
He's been really good.
He's been good. Just last week was...
Now, Vereen is interesting because, like, with Ridley gone, I mean, couldn't Vereen have an absolute huge finish to the season?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He could and he should, but you never know with the Patriots running backs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a comfort factor with him for Brady, for Belichick, because if they're not going to go to Bolden, how comfortable are they going to be handing the ball in crucial situations to Jonas Gray or James White? And again, Dave, you said it perfectly correct. It's the Patriots. You never know what could happen. They could come out of their 10-day layoff and say, Jonas Gray is our new lead back. They're not going to say it, but the carries could show that. So it makes me nervous because Shane Vereen's our start of the week this week, and he could have 80 total yards and be very good, but Jonas Gray could score two touchdowns.
All right, listen, everybody. FanDuel. I got burned last week by Jordan Reed. We all did. But this week I'm going back to the well, I think, with Jordan Reed. Great matchup, cheap value. I might start my team with him. There was another tight end, though.
Owen
Daniels?
Did you
say it earlier today? Oh, no, Zach Ertz.
Zertz.
Yeah, two touchdowns against Arizona last year coming out of the bye and facing Arizona again this year coming out of the bye. So maybe one of those two guys. But go to FanDuel. If your team stink like mine, you definitely want to play FanDuel because you don't have to carry the same horrible team every week. But it's a leader in one-week fantasy football. And we've got a promo code. I don't have it yet. Do you guys have the promo code, or should we just give it out later in the week?
We have a number of codes. I just don't know which one you'd like us to use this week.
Probably CBS Win, but we'll keep you updated on that. But
it won't hurt if you use it.
FanDuel.com and use our offer code, and they're going to match your first deposit up to a certain amount. And you know where to go. We've been talking about it for a while. We'll tell you more about our lineups later in the week.
Everybody who follows me knows that I do a weekly game on FanDuel, $5, where you play against me in fantasy football. You, me, and, you know, 300-some-odd other people. But it's fun. Somebody wins a couple hundred bucks each week.
And with that said, let's grade some trades. This is my last show of the week until Sunday. So Dave and Jamie are solo projects, or I guess duets, on Thursday and Friday with your starts and sits. I will miss everybody. From Ryan, where's he from?
Pensacola, Florida.
This is actually from your son. So
my kid?
Yeah. he's from Florida. Grade the trade.
How's the punctuation in his email?
Looks pretty good.
No, then it's not from my kid.
Wow. My butt.
That's my kid.
Yeah. We told that story earlier. Grade the trade. Currently in first place, half-point PPR league. I have Jimmy Graham and Dwayne Allen. Would you give up Graham for Marshawn Lynch?
I think he needs to based on his running backs.
Murray, Fred Jackson, Ivory, and Pierre Thomas.
He's got Murray and Ivory. So one is a potential breakdown candidate if they continue to work him in terms of Murray. And Ivory, he's been great at times. He's also been non-existent at times.
So grade the trade. Give up Graham, get Lynch. I mean, based on the draft we just did, seems like a win.
You have one guy that's injured and one guy that's potential injury candidate.
It seems fair. It's an A.
Yeah, I'd say it's an A.
It's an acceptable deal.
From Paul, from a place Dave chooses.
The Ferris wheel on Coney Island.
Dear Paige, Plant, and Bonham. That's Puff Daddy. Oh, crap. I forgot to bring something out here. All right. I got to bring something out in a second. I brought in a prop.
Oh, did you? Why don't you go run and get it?
It's right here. Oh. I'm not leaving my computer. Grade the trade because I don't like cats nearly as much as you think. I get Brandon Marshall and Joique Bell. I give up Julio Jones and Monte Ball. So give up Julio and Monte Ball for Brandon Marshall and Joique Bell. P.S. Cracklin' Oat Brand is a solid 7.
Out of 100?
I assume it's on a scale of 1 to 7.
1,000?
I don't think Brandon Marshall is history. And I think Joique Bell's schedule coming up is good. And I'm nervous about Julio Jones being a mega star, which is right underneath superstar on the Jamie Eisenberg tier of talent.
What were your tiers?
Elite, superstar.
Elite, superstar.
And then it was just silly.
Mega super monster or something like that.
All right, so what's the grade?
It's an A. It's a fine deal.
You're basically trading 2 for 1 at this point. So.
Right, because who knows really what Monte Ball is.
Yep.
Okay, so it feels more like a B-plus to most people, but Dave doesn't do that, so it's an A.
It's pass-fail.
I think it actually is an A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, this is what I found. I showed Dave this on Saturday. Went home to my parents' house, found a 2002 Fantasy Football Pro Forecast.
If you went home to my house, my parents' house, you'd find 2002 magazines of penthouse.
There are some hilarious stuff that I found in here.
Take some notes. How old were you then?
About the rookies. I was
7?
18. So I was freshman year in college. All right.
How many players still in the league from that draft? From that league, that magazine? Peyton?
Well, this year's Sean Alexander is going to be Lamont Jordan and Anthony Thomas. Where's the rookie thing that I found? Go ahead and read the next grade the trade. I got this hilarious stuff.
Allow me, Jamie. This is from Brian in Omaha, Nebraska. This could make or break both teams' seasons. Standard scoring. He gets Peyton, Lynch, and Jordan Reed. He gives Cutler, Lacy, A.J. Green, and Antonio Gates. Is it too much for Peyton, Marshawn, and Jordan Reed?
No, because he's got Dez, Demaryius, and Calvin. So he doesn't need AJ Green.
Holy cow.
How do you have those receivers? Got to be keeper league.
It's got to be.
From Carlos, grade the trade. I'm 6-1 in a 12-team PPR league. I give up Andrew Hawkins, Vernon Davis.
Sorry.
You good there?
No.
Give up Andrew Hawkins, Vernon Davis, Zach Stacy, and Benny Cunningham.
Oh, I love this trade.
To get Eric Decker and LeGarrette Blount to handcuff my Le'Veon Bell.
It's a big push of, here, take this garbage off my team.
I don't know. This trade sucks.
That's an F.
Too much for Decker
Vernon
and Blount?
Vernon Davis is the best player in this deal.
He's been terrible.
However, Eric Decker has had a better year than we're giving him credit.
I have no problem with this, if only to open up 2 roster spots.
But if Vernon Davis returns to form, coming off their bye week as a tight end in any format is 1,000 times better than Eric Decker.
All right, let me read you what this magazine wrote about David Carr as a rookie. The Houston Texans begin their inaugural season hoping that David Carr wins the starting job in camp. He has all the components, blah, blah, blah. He's a well-developed passer who saw extensive playing time as a collegian.
This is great.
He will benefit from a fine veteran offensive line that was assembled during the NFL expansion draft and the ongoing free agency market.
That's funny.
Then Joey Harrington of the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Lions GM Matt Millen made the wise choice by selecting quarterback Joey Harrington with the first round selection. No, he didn't make many wise choices. This is funny stuff here. Just going back, looking at some sleepers.
Do you have a mock draft in there?
Probably.
There's got to be one.
All right, you guys can keep reading. I'll look for mock drafts.
All right, so this we're up to Brian from Huntington, New York. Grade the trade. I am in a 10-team league that is 0.75 PPR. My first three picks were Calvin, Demarius, and Antonio Brown.
It's pretty good.
My running backs suck. And with Calvin injured and my heart broken, I am looking to shop Brown. My brother has offered me two trades. Ronnie Hillman and Terrence Williams for Antonio Brown. And Brandon Oliver and Brandon Marshall for Antonio Brown. I would do the latter in a heartbeat.
What is it?
Brandon Oliver and Brandon Marshall for Antonio Brown.
I guess you can get Marshall for a pretty good value right now.
Yeah, people are scared of him.
Well, he stinks. He's probably going to have a tough game this week.
Who are they playing? Oh, the Patriots.
He's probably going to get Revis.
He's too good for Revis.
He is?
Yeah. Haven't you noticed that? All right, I don't have mock drafts, but here are like top 25s. Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner.
Awesome.
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia, first round pick, huh?
Peyton Manning. I'm going to miss some of these guys. Amon Green.
You don't remember Amon Green?
I do, but there's going to be some names where I'm like, who? Sean Alexander, Donovan McNabb.
You don't remember Donovan McNabb?
I remember Ricky Williams, Priest Holmes, Brooks of New Orleans.
Oh, they're listed by last name.
Yeah. Brooks.
Aaron Brooks?
Yeah.
Running back?
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Who runs?
Aaron Brooks. Wow, Aaron Brooks.
Yep.
Top 10 pick? Dante Culpepper, LaDainian Tomlinson, Brett Favre. Oh, Steven Davis. It's like Davis, Washington. Rich Gannon, Randy Moss, Curtis Martin, Anthony Thomas.
With the Bears.
Terrell Owens.
The A-Train.
Corey Dillon, Marvin Harrison. Greasy?
Brian Greasy.
Wow.
This is obviously a very quarterback-heavy league.
Who's Green on Kansas City? Trent?
Trent Green.
Jeez.
Because all
Eddie
he did
George
was sort of
Steve McNair. Trent Holmes Green had that good of a year?
He had Priest Holmes and Tony Gonzalez.
Interesting.
He gets up to the line of scrimmage. He sees how the defense is playing him.
For those
he
notes
calls
he
out
took
which
yourself?
Guy he's going to take. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have made my own rankings and stuff. I just thought that was a good blast from the past. All right, we'll finish with one more grade the trade from Laura in Chicago.
He's not going to be the guy from London?
Yeah, fine. We'll finish with him. Dear Huey, Dewey, and Louie, please grade the trade. My boyfriend proposed I give up Calvin Johnson. I get Mark Ingram and Michael Floyd. Is he messing with me?
What a nice boyfriend. Wow. What a great guy. It's his idea of a romantic dinner, driving down to Portillo's or something, getting yourself some beef and dog.
It's not that bad.
It's a terrible offer.
If it's Michael Floyd and a better running back, I'll be okay with it.
Like what running back?
DeMarco Murray.
Lamar Miller.
Yeah, you have to reject and potentially go to counseling. And Ewan from London, 12-team standard league, I've been offered Jimmy Graham to get Jerick McKinnon and Antonio Gates.
If your running backs are bad, I think you got to take it.
So he gives up McKinnon and Gates. I said that wrong. Gives up McKinnon and Gates, gets Jimmy Graham. He's got Forsett, Ball, Vereen, Hillman, Hyde, and McKinnon.
So then he's left with Forsett and Vereen and Hillman for right now, which is perfect. And he also has Zach Ertz. You can buy time with Jimmy Graham's shoulder. So, yeah, make that deal.
I agree.
Cool.
And he should also, it says here he's got Ryan and Brady on his team. Trade Ryan for whatever you can.
This was an interesting podcast.
We had some interesting moments.
We had fun. We laughed.
We cried.
Should we talk about the trade I offered you?
Yeah, I hate it. It was an insult.
It was an insult?
No, it wasn't. I knew you were trying to play on my liking of
Keenan. I think you're buying Keenan Allen because you got a bunch of receivers. I would do it for Fitzgerald, too, if you want to do that.
All right, what was the trade?
It was I give you Keenan Allen and Larry Donnell, and you give me Owen Daniels and either Fitzgerald or Colston.
Do I have Jimmy Graham in that league?
You do.
So I get Keenan Allen for Fitzgerald or Colston? Nah, see, I like Allen, but not enough. And I think Donnell's pretty much worthless. I'd have to drop him. I'll counteroffer. I need a better wide receiver.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dave and Jamie will preview all the games, NFC tomorrow, AFC on Friday. And make sure you watch Fantasy Football Today. See ya!
Bye.